From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program will continue until at least Monday. A senior State Department official said Friday the extension is to provide negotiators in Vienna more time for talks on a comprehensive deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that progress has been made in the negotiations.
I think it's safe to say that we have made progress today. The atmosphere is very constructive. We still have a couple of very difficult issues, and we'll be sitting down to discuss those in the very near term.
Kerry met earlier Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and European Union foreign policy officials. Asked afterwards if he was remaining in the Austrian capital for now, Zarif said it seems so, calling down to reporters from a balcony at the hotel that is the headquarters for the talks. Zarif said that there was no deadline, that he wanted a good agreement. The Greek parliament has approved the government's new economic reform plans aimed at getting a badly needed bailout from the European Union. The lawmakers met in a late-night session Friday that stretched well past midnight after hearing a personal appeal from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The new Greek proposals include more pension cuts and tax hikes, demands that the EU finance ministers have been making of Greece and which voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund. Greece is asking the EU for $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. This is VOA News. President Obama has accepted the resignation of Catherine Archuleta, who stepped down as the head of the Office of Personnel Management after hackers stole the personnel records of more than 21 million U.S. government employees. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that it was time for a change in leadership.
Director Archuleta did offer her resignation today. She did so of her own volition. She recognizes, as the White House does, that the urgent challenges currently facing the Office of Personnel Management require a manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences.
Ms. Archuleta's resignation came just one day after she revealed that the hacking first reported last month was much larger and had compromised the information of more than 21 million government employees. Reports have pointed to involvement by China. Last week, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, called Beijing a leading suspect in what is believed to be the largest data breach in U.S. history. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol took down the Confederate battle flag that had flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state capitol for more than 50 years. A racially diverse crowd of hundreds cheered and chanted USA, USA Friday as they witnessed the flag's historic removal from the statehouse ground. Several waved the American flag, the Stars and Stripes. Some in the crowd carried the controversial Confederate flag, which they regard as a sign of Southern pride. Others think that it is a symbol of hate. Brandi Burgess was in tears as the banner came down.
It's my grandfather. He fought for that flag, and I will defend it until I'm dead.
The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. The man accused of carrying out the killings posed several times with the Confederate battle flag. China is bracing for the landfall of Super Typhoon Chanhom, which is expected to make landfall on the country's southeastern coast Saturday. Chanhom is reported to be packing winds as high as 200 kilometers per hour. The Xinhua News Agency reports that the storm is expected to dump heavy rain along the coast before it turns toward Taiwan. More than 865,000 people have been evacuated in Zhejiang, and more than 100 trains between the region's cities have been canceled. This is the second typhoon to hit China in a week. Typhoon Linfa made landfall in Guangdong Province on Thursday. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.